Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaganarottama. Deving Sarasatim Vyasa. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nashta Prayeshava Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, the island of Jambudvip. So we're traveling to a faraway place, the island of Jambudvip. And we're listening to prayers by various personalities, personages. Here we're hearing from none less than Narada Muni. In verse 12, we'll also read 13, but we can chant verse 12 together, which has an unusual first line. Gayati chedam kartasya sargadishu yo na bhagyate. Kartasya sargadishu yo na bhagyate. Nahanyate deha gato pidaihikai. Nahanyate deha gato pidaihikai. Drashtur nadrik yasya gunar vidushyate. Drashtur nadrik yasya gunar vidushyate. Tasmai namo sakta vivikta sakshine. Tasmai namo sakta vivikta sakshine. Others. Gayati, he sings. Cha and idam, this karta, the executor, asya, of this cosmic manifestation, sarga adishu, of the creation, maintenance, and destruction. Yaha, one who navadyate, is not attached as the creator, master, or proprietor. Na, not. Hanyate, is victimized. Dehagata api. Although appearing as a human being. Daihikai. By bodily tribulations. Such as hunger, thirst, and fatigue. Drashtu. Of him who is the seer of everything. Na, not. Drik, the power of vision. Yasya, of whom? Gunai, by the material qualities. Vidushate, is polluted. Tasmai, unto him. Nama, my respectful obeisances. Asakta, unto the person, under the Supreme Person, who is unattached. Vivikta, without affection. Sachine, the witness of everything. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, Narada, the most powerful saintly sage, also worships Naranarayana by chanting the following mantra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this visible cosmic manifestation. Yet, he is completely free from false prestige. Although to the foolish he appears to have accepted a material body like us, he is unaffected by bodily tribulations like hunger, thirst, and fatigue. Although he is the witness who sees everything, his senses are unpolluted by the objects he sees. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that unattached, pure witness of the world, the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead. Report. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is described as Sachit Ananda Vigraha, the body of eternity, transcendental bliss, and full knowledge. Now, in this verse, he is more fully described. Krishna is the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, yet he is unattached to it. If we were to construct a very tall skyscraper, we would be very attached to it. But Krishna is so renounced that although he has created everything, he is not attached to anything. Furthermore, although Krishna has his transcendental form, Sachit Ananda Vigraha, he is not disturbed by the bodily necessities of life, which are called daihika. For example, he is never hungry, thirsty, or fatigued. Nahanyate dehagato pidaihikai. Then again, since everything is Krishna's property, he sees everything and is present everywhere. But because his body is transcendental, he is above vision, the objects of vision, and the process of vision. When we see someone beautiful, we are attracted. The sight of a beautiful woman immediately attracts a man, and the sight of a man naturally attracts a woman. Krishna, however, is transcendental to all these faults. Although he is the seer of everything, he is not afflicted with faulty vision. Nadrik yasya gunair vidushyate. Therefore, although he is the witness and seer, he is aloof from all affection for the activities he sees. He is always unattached and separate. He is only a witness. That's the end of Prabhupada's purport to this verse. I'm going to back up now to the previous verse, which is the beginning of Narada's prayer prayers to Nara Narayana. And the Sanskrit goes like this. It's a prose statement. Om Namo Bhagavate Upashamashilayo Paratanajnaya Namo Kinshanavittaya Risharishabhaya Naranarayanaya Paramahansa Paramagurave Atma Ramadipataye Namo Nama Iti. The iti is quotation marks. Translation, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Nara Narayana, the best of all saintly persons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the most self-controlled and self-realized. He is free from false prestige, and he is the asset of persons who have no material possessions. He is the spiritual master of all Paramahamsas, who are the most exalted human beings, and he is the master of the self-realized. Let me offer my respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. Nara Narayana, Rishi or Rishis. In the Bhagavatam, in the translations we have, generally Srila Prabhupada refers to this person or persons as one person. Elsewhere, he is sometimes referred to as two persons, Nara and Narayana. We are told that Krishna and Arjuna are Nara, or rather, Arjuna and Krishna are Nara and Narayana. And so we think of them as generally two persons. Here we get the idea that it is one person, or maybe it's two in one. In any case, the sort of umbrella theme, the way one may think of Nara Narayana, Rishi or Rishis, is in relation to their extreme renunciation, detachment, and that seems to be the main idea here. The prayer is praising especially these aspects of the Lord, that he is, although doing all that he does and seeing all that he sees, he is entirely detached from that. So from the various opulences of the Lord, he is Bhagavan, the possessor, Vat of Bhaga, Bhagavant. We hear of six